cars. She put salt on it.
Okay.
It don't stick to you. She's like
Now, Charlie, suppose there's some low, swampy place, maybe a place where they've been having a lot of mosquitoes, and they decide to let the water out of these low, swampy places. What would you say they're doing?
Well, I think
maybe building ditches to let the water run out. What would you say they're doing?
I say they're cutting ditches and letting the water out them low places. And draining the water off them low places, they're fixing to build that.
What would you call the thing they dug to let the water run out through?
Well, I'd call it a ditch.
What do you call this right down here at the bridge, where the road crosses the bridge?
I'd call that a bridge.
All right, and down under the bridge, what do you call that the water runs along?
I'd call that the water running under the bridge.
What do you call this low place down in there where the creek runs?
I call that a low place. That's where the water runs.
What would you call a small stream of water that's smaller than a river?
Well, I would call it just a stream of water. Little stroke of stream of water. It ain't the same type of water.
Say it's not as big as a river, but bigger than a little branch. Well, like this one down here.
I'd call it a branch. Run water all the time. It never goes dry. It's like back up here. Now back up in there. There's full spring back up there. And that's running water through there all the time, don't care how dry it gets.
And what do you call this that the springs empty out into and run down through?
Run down to the creek.
The creek. All right. What do you call a deep, narrow valley? A deep, narrow valley cut by a stream of water in the woods or in a field about 10 feet deep and 10 feet across. Where it's washed out or cut out by the water.
Oh, I'd call that a pool.
And suppose it runs way down across the field, and it's maybe 10 feet deep, 10 feet across.
Yeah, I'd call it a pool.
Say maybe it was longer than a pool and didn't have water in it, and just cut way out across the field. What would you call it?
Well, I'd call that a ditch.
If there's been a heavy rain that cuts out across your field and makes a little low place out across the rows in the field, what would you call that it cut out there?
I'd call that a ditch washing across there. And
what would you call something smaller than a creek, Charlie, that water was running down? Maybe just a little bit smaller than a creek, like a little bit smaller than a creek? Yeah.
Well, I'd call that a little bit smaller than a creek. I'd call it a bank.
Mm-hmm. I do too. What are the names of some of the streams of water around in here?
Well,